I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. The Illinois State Board of Education has published a comprehensive package of solutions for a statewide teacher workforce crisis. The board's recent report on the topic outlined several areas for getting more classroom vacancies filled. State School Superintendent Tony Smith says there is a big need for bilingual and special education teachers, as well as minority teachers.
Kind of framing and commitment is what this particular board at this time is saying is critical. And so I think you'll see some more specific recommendations around work to diversify the teacher workforce.
The board says districts that are struggling financially and don't have mentoring and support programs for staff have the most job openings. Smith says they also want to explore innovative ways to get more people into teaching, like reducing bureaucracy for professionals to become teachers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says it's looking to streamline its loan application process for rural businesses and towns. Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports that could usher in long overdue updates.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has said he wants to modernize the USDA and make it more customer friendly. So USDA officials came to Denver recently to gather feedback on the application process from people like Sherry Wayner. She works for a bank in rural Colorado, helping people apply for USDA loans. She says the program could use an online portal because applications are accepted only via mail, and she has to copy and ship hundreds of pages.
And so it does make the process a little onerous to be able to utilize those programs to get those services to the people who need it the most in those rural areas.
More than $200 billion in USDA loans are aimed at rural development. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.
The number of people in Illinois with health insurance dropped last year for the first time since the Affordable Care Act took effect at the federal level. That's according to a recent Census Bureau report on the country's well-being. The uninsured rate for non-seniors grew to almost 8%, and more than 840,000 children and adults are now without coverage. Katie Buitrago, the director of the Chicago-based Heartland Alliance, says policy changes are to blame. Buitrago says the state's ongoing budget crisis made it difficult for social service agencies to help people apply for Medicaid and other coverage. I'm Jennifer Fuller.